This is Akashvani, the news read by Xingbia Hui. Millions of people around the globe have been affected by widespread Microsoft software outage. It has impacted IT network of multiple businesses, banking services, and international airlines worldwide. In India, check-in systems for IndiGo, Akasa, and SpiceJet airlines were down nationwide. The airline across the globe reported that their check-in systems were experiencing a global outage since morning. The Mumbai airport has been the hardest hit, while the impact at Delhi airport remains minimal, with most disruptions occurring in Terminal 2. The Indian Computer Emergency Response Team, CERTIN, has issued an advisory in the wake of the Microsoft Windows outage. The advisory added that if hosts are still crashing and unable to stay online to receive the channel file changes, certain steps can be used as workaround for this, including booting Windows into safe mode or the Windows recovery environment and booting the host normally. Union IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that his ministry is in touch with Microsoft and its associates regarding the global outage. He said the reason for this outage has been identified and updates have been released to resolve the issue. The minister also informed that the National Informatics Center's network is not affected. The outage also caused the grounding and cancellation of flights across the United States. The ongoing widespread outage is reportedly related to US-based cybersecurity provider CrowdStrike. The company said the engineering teams are actively working to resolve the issue. External Affairs Ministry has appealed to Indian nationals in Bangladesh to follow the advisory issued by the High Commission in Dhaka yesterday due to anti-quota protests. It also urged them to be in touch with the High Commission. The High Commission in Dhaka and Assistant High Commissions are available on helpline numbers for any assistance required by Indian nationals. Briefing media in Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said around 15,000 Indian nationals, including 8,500 students residing in the neighborhood country. President Draupadi Murmu today presented 94 Distinguished Service Awards to the serving and retired personnel of the Armed Forces and Indian Coast Guard. She conferred 31 Param Vishisht Seva Medals, 4 Uttam Yudh Seva Medal, 2 Bharat Vishisht Seva Medals and 57 Ati Vishisht Seva Medals. The President conferred the award during Defence Investiture Ceremony 2024, Phase 2 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Delhi LG Vinay Kumar Saxena were among those present in the function. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that urgent action is required to tackle the climate change. He said these changes not only endanger vulnerable populations but also threaten biodiversity and food security. The Vice President expressed concern that the climate change has emerged as a global disaster, manifested as escalating sea levels, prolonged droughts, intensified wildfires, and unprecedented storms worldwide. The Vice President was addressing the valedictory session of the 4th International Climate Summit on Bioenergy, Path to Viksit Bharat, organized by PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry in New Delhi today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting with various heads of security and law enforcement agencies in New Delhi to review the functioning of Multi-Agency Centre of Intelligence Bureau, responsible for tackling security challenges in the country. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Shah instructed various heads of security agencies from across the country and other intelligence and enforcement agencies to adopt a whole-of-the-government approach towards national security. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness at the passing away of Vietnamese leader, General Secretary Nguyen Phu Trong. In his message, Mr. Modi paid his respects to the departed leader. He said India stands in solidarity with the people and leadership of Vietnam in this hour of grief. In Women's Asia Cup T20 cricket, defending champions India beat Pakistan by 7 wickets in their group stage opening match at Dambulla in Sri Lanka. Chasing a target of 109 for victory, Indian Eves overhauled the target with 7 wickets in hand and 35 balls to spare. Earlier, electing to bat first, Pakistan were all out at 108 runs in 19.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.